There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Hey, John, top of the hour news. I heard gas prices, you know, are coming down, down, down. And so now they're just over $2. Well, I did a search on the Internet and in Missouri. I went to Gas Buddy, and in Missouri, we've got $1.58 in Hannibal, Missouri, $1.59 in Nevada, Missouri, and let's see, Hannibal, Missouri, $1.59. Springfield, Missouri, Sam's Club is $1.60. So gas prices are down, and I think that's helping we, the people, you know, with saving some money, but it's not a good sign, is it, John?
No, it's a very, very bad sign.
Oh, tell us why.
Well, we've talked about how gold and silver are selling below what it costs to produce them. It's the same story with oil, iron ore, and other commodities as well. And when that happens, that can only go on for so long before companies start going out of business. They can't afford to keep operations going. You end up with shortages. Then those shortages cause all of those commodity prices to skyrocket.
Yeah, and for anyone who's purchased ground beef in the last couple of weeks, those prices are way up. Beef prices are way up. I think $3.99 a pound is about the least expensive you can find the 80-20 in this marketplace in the Ozark Mountains. I don't know what it is where you are, John, but beef prices are up.
Well, I got lucky when I went to the grocery store. I went early, and that's the time when you can find the markdowns on things from overstocks to you know, meat and produce items that are nearing the expiration date.
Right.
And they had 5-pound chubs of ground chuck, which they're 80% product for $8.70.
For 5 pounds?
For 5 pounds.
That's below on the hoof.
I bought 15 pounds worth.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it was user freeze by the next day, so it's all in my freezer now. But I took it, and then in the other section for dry goods, they had like 3 cases of quart canning jars for $6.99. I was able to pick up one of them.
That's great.
It's half
That's
price.
Great. Yeah. So all right, let's talk about saving money for just a couple minutes. So I believe that the hint that you have here on USAPrepares.com, for those who are interested in saving money, which is probably just about everybody. Go to the store early, and is there a specific day that works better than any other days?
You kind of have to get a feel for the store, too. But what I do is I try to go about say 9 o'clock in the morning. That gives them time for going in and adjusting for all the new items that are now, you know, a day older. and it usually gets there early enough that you haven't had a lot of competition for those items.
Okay.
You just have to find out how your local store works.
Okay. John, we started building our farmhouse in 2005. And, it really wasn't closed in for like 18 months. But I'd like to say that, you know, we heat our house with wood, but we have a forced air system. So we have a blower that circulates the air over a heat exchanger that is heated by water, which comes from hot water from the outdoor wood furnace. I want to say that I have never replaced, since the house was built, starting in 2005, I've never replaced a furnace filter. Now, that doesn't mean I don't pay attention to keeping the furnace filters clean. What I'm saying is, if you have a compressor, and that's one of the tools that I think you should consider buying, and you can buy them used on Craigslist, make sure you get one that has an oil crankcase, if you will, type compressor. Not an oil-less, but one, a traditional cast iron compressor with a motor and a tank, and one that'll go to 120 pounds of pressure, for example. I suggest you consider getting one of those as one of your preparedness items. We've had one since the 1970s. And what I do is I put on a respirator mask and I go outside and I take the furnace filters and I blow them out with compressed air. And that dust goes flying. And I make sure it flies in a direction away from me and away from the animals and away from everybody else. And then after I blow them out, I mark all the furnace filters with the direction of the airflow. I put a magic marker mark on them. I say, you know, an arrow that shows this is the way the air flows. And I blow the dust out the opposite direction. I release all that dust, and then I stack all of those furnace filters in a pile outside in an area that's protected from the wind, and I gently spray them with end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T. It comes in a can. And I haven't found any other scents other than lemon. I'm sorry about that, but it's lemon-scented. And I spray each one lightly, and I make sure that any residual spray will go through the filter onto the one just below it. And below that, and below that. And I keep changing the stack so that all of them get lightly coated with end dust. And I put them back in after I air them out for a few minutes, let that lemon scent dissipate outside. And I put them back in, and that end dust will trap dust like you won't believe. It will trap dust as well or better than one of those very expensive pleated furnace filters. So the ones I use are the inexpensive, fluffy fiberglass filters. And they work great. They really do. And I'm telling you that they've lasted, so far, about 10 years without replacement. So how often do they say you should change your furnace filter? I think they say every 30 days. So 30 days, we have 8 filters. That's a lot of filters. And we've never replaced one of them. So I suggest you consider, you know, what I do if you want to save money. So that's just one little money-saving tip. Also, check your tire pressure because you'll find that they're probably low. Because the cold weather reduces the pressure in your tires. So check your tires when they're cold and inflate them to, well, whatever your auto manufacturer recommends that you inflate them to. But I inflate mine to the maximum that the tire manufacturer says, and it says it right on the sidewall of the tires. But when you do that, you'll get more miles per gallon, but you'll get a harder ride, and you'll be more prone to getting flats. Back to you, John Reagan.
You know, Becky needed to get a small part for her sewing machine, and she went over the weekend and found that. And she also picked up some machine oil while she was there to oil the machine. Mm-hmm. And do you know that now in America, or at least in Texas, you have to be 18 to buy machine oil?
Well, it makes sense to me because our son, I used to send him to pick up grease for me. And if he had to get at the Chinese factory outlet, he had to prove that he was 18 or older in order to buy a cartridge of grease or wheel bearing grease for repacking the front wheel bearings of a vehicle. Yeah, absolutely. And and if you wanted to buy something like starting fluid, you know, that sprays, you know, if you have a diesel engine, you need like a tractor and it's really cold and you want to spray starting fluid in it, or a two cycle motorcycle, you want to spray starting fluid in to get that going, you got to be over 18. Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they think that we are going to put this in a bag and put it over our head and you know kill ourselves with it. I don't know what they're thinking. But Greece, come on. Really. And I know that model airplane glue, we had that problem with, you know, children sniffing model airplane glue. And so now it's really hard to get model airplane glue. It used to be back in the 50s and 60s, it was common. You could get it anywhere. You know. Now you've got to be over 18, I believe, to buy model airplane glue. I don't know who thinks these things up.
Getting into articles on our news tab, financialstateoftheunion.com, the first two in the financial section are on Obamacare. And Becky talked about how Obamacare is affecting returns this year. That was back on the second. If you missed it, you can catch it in the archives. The first one talks about publication 5187. It's a 21-page publication, and the title of the article, "Wondering how Obamacare affects your tax return? Relax. You just need to know your NABPP and SLC-SP from your SRP, MEC, and ECN, and follow the IRS's 21-page guide." And the second link is a calculator, so you can compute what your penalty will be. And this calculator works for both 2014 and 2015, so you can see how much more your penalty is going to be with your 2015 tax return next year.
$650, I went through it. That's my penalty.
And for people that have a number of children, it gets stiff pretty quickly.
Hey, John, it's absolutely out of control that the government, I believe it's unconstitutional for the government to force you to buy something. I really do. And I'm angry with those who selected Barry as the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm angry with those people. They have been part of the process who have cost us all money. They're stealing from us. And, you know, you can look at gasoline prices and you can say, well, yeah, gasoline prices are low. But how low? Well, actually, when Barry assumed that position at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, gasoline was under $2 a gallon. So it's just come down a little bit past where it was when he started. So it's not like gas prices didn't go way high under his regime. I can't believe how many buttons you hit today.
Just wait. There's more.
Okay. I'm going to try. I am going to try. All right. I found the mute button. What I'll do is here's what I'll do. You bring us back from the break. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to keep my finger off the mic. Okay? You bring us back. John Reagan's going to bring us back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. Or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Employment.
He's back. No?
Yes. Did you not
hey,
hear
John,
me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Okay. You going to take us back from the break?
I thought I was. I guess I... I guess I...
We're live.
Okay. So, we're going to go through the last three in the financial and cover the employment and see how long Vincent can stay on mute until he has to speak up. We have the Baltic Dry Index, which is an indicator of demand for raw materials. Never in the history of the index has it been this low in January. We have France. You know, how broke are they? France is now considering selling off some of its thousands of artworks to balance the books. We've got an article I entitled Oil is Up. This is not petroleum. This is olive oil, which we've talked about before. The production is down in the neighborhood of 40% and prices are up over 120%. That means more than double. And I'm not sure if the forecast looks any better for next year at this point. We had the employment report last week. The labor participation rate has dropped to a brand new low that we haven't experienced since December of 1977, because Americans not in the labor force increased by over 450,000. And it's not because of people retiring. In fact, people over 55 have a better labor participation rate than the young folk. We have Penny's and Macy's shutting stores. Penny's is closing 39, laying off 2,250 workers. Macy's and Bloomingdale's closing 14 Macy's stores and cutting 2,200 employees. Wet Seal, which is a teen retailer, has closed 338 stores, laying off 3,700. The low oil prices have idled two steel plants, which has resulted in layoff, at least temporarily, of 756 steel workers. Coca-Cola is letting go 1,800. Caterpillar is firing 200. And we're even exporting this. We are closing military bases overseas. There's a total of 15. Three of these are in Britain. And these are cutting civilian jobs in the local area, plus the lack of having an active base is going to be really devastating for these local economies. Vincent?
I thought I was doing pretty well. John, 39 JCPenney stores, right? 39 stores closing. Macy's and Bloomingdale's, 14 stores. Now, those are not little stores. I have never seen a small JCPenney. The reason I call it JCPenney is I had a secretary back in the 1970s, and the boss got a new suit, and he was all proud of his new suit. And the secretary said to him, "Hey, Gary, you got a new suit. Is that a JCPenney?" Wet Seal, 300. I've never heard of Wet Seal, but closing 338 stores. That's a mall type store, I believe. 338 stores. These are significant. And I was telling our children, you know, there used to be a store in Springfield in the mall, and I actually liked this particular store. It was probably the last time I went to the mall. It was called Stephen Barry's. Stephen Barry's. They had great prices. I mean, really great prices on quality shirts, pants, dress pants, dress shirts. They went out of business. Yeah. And Van Heusen just closed right after Christmas. Van Heusen, right here in Lebanon, Missouri.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you just heard the commercial announcement for longevity. And if you'd like to support USAPrepares.com, I'll give you the number to call if you want to buy longevity products. I'm not suggesting that you do it, but if you want to, if you want to buy longevity products. And if you call this number, you'll be supporting us. You can buy longevity anywhere. But if you decide that you want to buy them and support us, 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149. Or you can go to USAPreparesTeam.com and order them. I was thinking about heating with wood, John, and, you know, we heat our farmhouse with wood, and the break-even point was 4 years. 4 years of heating with wood, and, you know, it would be virtually free heat after that point. And I just wanted to mention that the updraft-style wood heater that we have, ours is made by Central Boiler. There are a lot of good brands out there. We just happen to choose that one. And basically, there's a damper that opens up, lets air into this firebox, and then the chimney drafts the smoke out. Well, that kind of wood stove is being, the production of that's being shut down by the Environmental Protection Agency by the spring of this year. That's the scheduled shutdown. So if you decide that you want to buy one, I suggest you start doing your research immediately. If you want to buy a traditional style wood stove. And the reason that we have one rather than one of these really exotic, high-efficiency wood stoves, we don't have the exotic one. We have a plain Jane updraft model. And the reason is I wanted it to be very simple. Well, if you want one of the newer EPA-approved styles, you will find out that you have to use absolutely dried wood. And it might take 12 to 24 months to season your wood before you can use it. Well, we burn all kinds of wood here at the farm. Wet wood, wood that we pull out of the, you know, down limbs that we pull out of the woods, and we use that as heat. Well, it may have some more moisture in it than the new stoves will allow. That's exactly why we bought one with a great big firebox that would allow us to burn wet wood. We can burn pine. We can burn evergreens. We can burn pretty much anything we want. And there have been times when we've used it to, we've had some animals that have died in the winter and we couldn't bury them. And I'm talking about calves that have been, you know, killed by geoengineering. Well, when we're absolutely certain they're dead, in they go. So you may want to do the research about wood stoves if you plan on getting one before you can't get one of the traditional updraft model. And people are buying these pellet wood stoves. I can't understand. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get. Why would somebody buy a pellet wood stove? Because you got to buy pellets. And you're at the mercy of the pellet manufacturers. And there have been shortages of wood pellets. So if you're going to buy a wood stove. One that you can use your chainsaw and cut down, you know, cut into smaller pieces wood that has fallen. I'm not recommending cutting live trees down. I think that's crazy. Unless they're in the way of something. But we cut wood that's fallen or trees that have died. And we cut them down so they'll fall on somebody. John Reagan, back to you.
Yeah, and what's going on there, too, is don't expect to pick up a wood stove secondhand, because the regulations have made that illegal, too.
You're kidding.
No. You cannot sell one of these unapproved EPA wood stoves secondhand. Hmm. You're not going to be able to go to an estate sale. You basically have to destroy it.
That's crazy. And now, boy, you hit another one of my buttons, because I have a couple of them. Literally, I bought a... Several years ago, I was trying to decide whether to put an indoor wood stove in the first floor of our house and one in the second floor, or whether to do the installation of an outdoor wood furnace. Now, the indoor ones are more efficient because all the heat from the chimney stays in the house. And we have a pretty tall room that I would put in, about 22 feet tall. So it'd have a really tall chimney. And I'm talking about a steel chimney. So we'd be able to extract all the heat from the chimney as well as the wood stove. But the problem was every time you open one of these wood stoves, you know, smoke enters the house. And that's exactly why we did not use them. So I have two wood stoves that I drove 2,200 miles to pick up, because back in the 70s when there was that energy crisis, people bought wood stoves, and they bought really good quality wood stoves, and they stopped using them. I'm talking about like Vermont castings. I'm talking about wood stoves from Europe, really good quality cast iron wood stoves, the kind you don't see made anymore. And I was able to buy them for a few hundred dollars a piece, like $300-$400 each, maybe even $200. And I got them and brought them back here to Missouri. That's how valuable they are to me. Now, are you saying that I have two wood stoves that maybe I might use and maybe I might not, but what if I wanted to give one to one of our children who wanted to put a wood stove in their house? You're saying I couldn't do it?
I don't know what they say about family, but it's pretty controlling.
And absolutely.
There's actually an article today, the last article in the control section, EPA says freeze, and you'll read about what they're doing in Oregon right now.
You want to jump to that?
Oh, why not?
Okay, I'm going there right this second. EPA says freeze. Okay, air regulators ban visible chimney smoke from wood stoves in Eugene, Oregon area, right?
Right.
Now, visible wood smoke, I'm here to tell you that it is impossible to start a wood stove fire without visible smoke. It's impossible. Now, I've only been doing it for, I don't know, in this particular outdoor furnace, going on 5 years or so. It's impossible to start it. Now, what is visible smoke? Is that moisture combined with smoke? I mean, is it that white stuff that comes out? Or is that just smoke? And this is out of control.
If they can see it.
And I'm sure there'll be some really good neighbors who will say, what is that number that we dial, honey? You know, the number where we call and report our neighbors? Because they've got a visible smoke. There's a regulation against that. Man, oh man. And I'm reading some of the comments. Where I live, everyone uses wood stoves. Now, I understand that it's really offensive to have a wood stove that creates a smell and smoke that goes onto your neighbor's property. But where I am, I can't even see my neighbors. They can't see me. They can't smell the wood smoke from my wood stove, and I can't smell it from theirs. And a lot of us heat with wood. We really do. So would they rather us use electricity? I guess they would. Would they rather us use fuel oil? I guess they would. Would they rather us use natural gas? I guess they would. Because we'd have to buy that from somebody else, and there's a tax on every one of those types of energy. But there is no tax on the wood that I cut on our farm that's just fallen down. There's no tax on that. That's the problem, I think. What do you think, John?
Well, wait till you get to the carbon restrictions that Obama's getting ready to put in place. They're going to cut back everything, oil, gas, coal, and, of course, here we're seeing wood. And there's nothing in the pipeline to replace that with. So it's going to be a tremendous shock to our economic system as well as our daily lives.
Tell us what you mean. A carbon tax? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that will be implemented as well. But part of what's going on is they're actually going to start reducing carbon dioxide. The only way to do that is to produce less. So the reduction is based on, I believe it's 2005 usage. And I'm working on a report on this as well. But what's going to happen is the price for energy will go up, but at the same time, they're going to be able to produce less goods because it's not a cap and trade, it's a cap. And once you hit that cap, you can't do anymore.
All right, let me see if I got this right. So less carbon dioxide. Now, John, I know some guys in Springfield, Missouri, actually instructors of USAPrepares.com, who jog. Now, when they jog, they're producing more carbon dioxide as they exhale than they would if they just sat still. So that's it for joggers. Now, all of those who go to gyms and they ride those stationary bikes and they huff and puff and they get on the treadmill and they lift weights, that's got to stop too.
Now, I expect all these nice devices that have been introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show to measure your personal fitness will eventually be used to tie in to Obamacare and carbon taxes.
I totally agree with you. Now, I think we should lead by example. I think Barry should stop taking vacations. I think, you know, all the carbon dioxide that he creates chasing those balls around the golf course, it's got to stop. Okay? He's got to stop doing that because that's an unnecessary carbon dioxide production. Plus, the carbon monoxide that comes out of that golf cart, plus the airplanes and the fighter jets and what about the on demand ambulance that's with him and the medical crew that's with him in case something happens to him, all the carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide that those things emit. We got to stop all that too. So Barry, let's start with you and Michelle. Stop taking the vacations. Stop wasting our money. Millions and millions and millions of dollars were wasted on the Obama's vacation that we, the taxpayers, footed the bill for. It's out of control. I can't believe it. Another button hit. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it up. What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. Time really flies when you hit my buttons, John Reagan. Hey, by the way, the FBI is broadening its surveillance role. I posted it on the website. Warrantless wiretaps. And we've got a meetup tonight. And if you'd like to follow along with us or review what we've talked about, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you click on the web on the link to go to John Reagan's website at usaprepares.com. Bob from Michigan, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Fennelli. Welcome.
Right. I got in a little bit late on your program, but so this ban or restriction on wood-burning stoves, is this a national thing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I have a local, you know, farm and fleet type store. They've got a whole bunch of wood stoves in there. You mean to tell me they can't even sell those now?
Well, the manufacturer of these wood stoves from the website that I visited, which is Central Boiler, the company that makes the one that I use, says that the ban is in spring of 2015, the spring of this year, and they will not be able to manufacture any more of them. So get them while they've got them. That's what they're saying. And they've been sending me postcards to that effect for about a year now. And I've advised, you know, our faculty who have farms who want to buy the older style wood stove that this is coming. That's according to Central Boiler. I'll post it on our website. I'll post the link right after the broadcast so you can take a look at it.
So next they're going to be prohibiting even using them, I suppose.
Well, that's kind of the way it goes. However, there are so many of them. Right now, we're grandfathered in. So those, and by the way, I knew this was coming. I mean, it was the writing was on the wall that they were going to stop this. They really don't want us to be independent in any way, shape, or form. I mean, they're stopping gardens, right? Just try to have a garden in a city, and you know, there'll be an ordinance against having a garden in your backyard. Okay, they want us. Well, it's for our own good, right? The smoke from these things. Now, seriously, they do create smoke, but if you have small hot fires, you have less smoke, and you can achieve that. Now, you can buy the newer design, which runs at like 2,000 degrees, which is really, really white hot, and but you've got to have very, very dry wood for that. Now, you'll have to tell me who is really prepared 2 years in advance with their wood for, you know, for this year. Who has cut wood and stacked it and put it in a, you know, woodshed enough to heat their house for a year? Who's done that 2 years in advance? I don't know anybody, including me.
All right. Okay. Is it possible to contact you off air?
Sure. I'll give you my phone number right now. 417.
Just a second.
462-1105. 417-462-1105.
Okay.
That's my studio number in Missouri.
Okay. 417-460-1105.
417-462.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I've got a request for those who have listened to me give out my number. I've never heard any other broadcaster give out their private number on the air. I've never. Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, you know, Rush Limbaugh. I've never heard them give out their phone number. I'm in the Central Time Zone, so please don't call, you know, late at night, like midnight. I'd appreciate it. Seriously, you know, there are other people who live here too.
You got an answering machine, don't you?
No, I don't. No, I
really?
Don't. Really? No, I don't. I answer the phone. I do not have an answering machine.
Yeah.
I take the calls. If I'm here, I'll take the calls. Hey, Bob, thanks so much.
Okay.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
Are you going to say something?
This next 2 weeks, we haven't got to Spy Tech.
Oh, hey. All right, look, I'll tell you what. I'll make it up to you. I'll owe it to you. Hey, seriously, let me look at the calendar and see if we can get you on this week. Okay? Let me see if we can make that happen. And, you know, I just have to hit the mute button more, that's all. I mean, I don't know what it is, John, but the things you say just launch me. I mean, it's real. I'm not acting. This is real. I get angry. Class, above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Meet up tonight, John Reagan.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.